This hearing of the Senate Community Regional Affairs Committee will now come to order. It is now 1:30 p.m. Thursday, March 2nd, 2023 in Belts 105. Members present are Senator Gray Jackson, Senator Giesel, Senator Bjorkman, and myself, Chair Dunbar. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Please take this time to silence your cell phones for the duration of the meeting. Before we begin, I would like to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Community Regional Affairs Recording Secretary, and Jake Wade from the Juno LIO for staffing the committee today. We have one item on the agenda, which is an introductory hearing on SB 16, AK Community Health Aid Appreciation Day, sponsored by Senator Kawasaki and co-sponsored by Senator Gray Jackson and myself. We also have invited testimony from the following. Hopefully, they're here or online. Jacqueline Bergstrom, the Executive Director of Health Services at Tanana Chiefs Conference. Crystal Stordahl from CHAP CHC Director, Tanana Chiefs Conference. Mark Kilman Burnham, Director of Government Affairs for the Global Medical Response. And Alberta Unak, President and CEO of the Alaska Native Health Board. In the interest of time, I would like committee members to please hold their questions till the end of the presentation. So from Senator Kawasaki's office, we have Mr. Joe Hayes and Griffin Sukeyu presenting today. Mr. Hayes, will you want to come forward? Wonderful. Please put yourself on the record and introduce the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Joe Hayes, staff to Senator Kawasaki, and I'll have an intern when we finish with a little technical issue will be joining us. I'd like to do the sponsor statement for Senate Bill 16, establishing Alaska Community Health Aid Day Appreciation. Senate Bill 16 aims to recognize and honor the exemplary work of community health aides by proclaiming September 10th as Alaska Community Health Aid Appreciation Day. This date was chosen to commemorate the first planning and advisory committee meeting for health aid programs in Alaska, which took place on September 10th, 1973. The work of the community health aides is tireless. In the communities, they serve as the around-the-clock first responders, clinicians, travel coordinators, hospitalists, tribal liaisons, and are often role models within their home regions. Since before statehood, health aides have organized and played an integral role in maintaining tribal health and community safety. They are often related to or close to their patients and bring to their positions an abiding respect for traditional knowledge and culture. Recently, community health aides have been on the front line for the fight against COVID-19 in rural Alaska and have been key to ensuring the success of vaccination efforts in remote communities that lack advanced healthcare services. It is more important than ever that we acknowledge our community health aides for their broad scope of practice and selfless contributions to their communities, region, and state. For those reasons, I urge the passage of Senate Bill 16. And if it appeals to the committee, we have Mr. Griffin here to do the sectional analysis.
Thank you.
Through the chair, for the record, my name is Griffin Sukeo. I'm the UA intern for Senator Kawasaki's office. SB 16 sectional analysis reads as follows. Section 1 proposes an amendment to AS 4412, adding September 10th as Community Health Aid Appreciation Day each year. Alaska Community Health Aid Day can be observed by suitable observances and exercises by civic groups and the public.
Wonderful. Are there any questions from the committee at this time? Okay, I'm not seeing any. Let's see here. So now, do we have invited testimony from folks?
Through the chair, can we present the slide presentation first and
yes,
then invited testimony? That would be great.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mr. Hayes. Please proceed.
Alaska, or I can proceed, right? So, through the chair. Alaska is a land of extremes in size, weather, and geography. 80% of the state does not have a road system, meaning that much of the state is dependent on air travel. As a result, the variety and sometimes dangerous weather conditions, when hospital care is needed, it may not be accessible. In an effort to bring care as close to home as possible, the Alaska Community Health Aid Program was born. Next slide. Community health aides provide a sustainable, successful, and culturally relevant healthcare delivery system in Alaska. They function as part of a regional team to assess and provide emergent, acute, and chronic medical care in remote Alaskan communities. These providers are selected by their community to take part in four sessions of training, each lasting 3 to 4 weeks long. With this highly focused training, health aides are able to deliver quality care in rural environments where there's often limited resources. Next slide. Alaska's health aid program dates to before statehood, when Dr. Walter Johnson trained local Alaskans to help combat an outbreak of tuberculosis. During the 1960s, the Alaska Area Native Health Service began formal health aid training efforts, and in 1968, the program received formal recognition and congressional funding. On September 10, 1973, the first planning and advisory committee meeting for health aid programs in Alaska was held. This date was chosen for the Community Health Aid Appreciation Day in honor of this historic event. Later in the 70s, Congress approved funding for additional community health aid positions, expanding the program further. And in 1998, the Community Health Aid Program Certification Board was created by the federal government and charged with formalizing the process for certifying and maintaining health aides and their training centers. Between 2001 and 2009, the program was expanded to include dental and behavioral aides. Next slide. Today, health aides are the backbone of the health system in rural Alaska. Next slide. There are currently about 550 health aides and practitioners in more than 170 communities. There are four community health aid training centers located in Anchorage, Nome, Bethel, and Fairbanks. Next slide. Health aides help people of all ages and backgrounds with a wide range of healthcare needs. As local community providers, health aides can incorporate local and traditional knowledge into their care. The Alaska Tribal Health System strives to increase access to care by making services available in local communities. And the community health aides constitute the front line of this healthcare in these remote villages. The Alaska Tribal Health System is made up of approximately 37 tribes or tribal health organizations with signed agreements to manage health care facilities under the Alaska Area Native Health Services or Service of Indian Health Services. Next slide. This image shows the Alaska Tribal Health System referral patterns and just how large these areas are in comparison to the rest of the United States. To manage this, the Alaska Tribal Health System uses a hub-and-spoke model for their care referrals. The aim of the hub-and-spoke referral pattern is to keep care close to home. The spokes of the wheel radiate out in a specific region to individual communities and sub-regional clinics. The center of the referral pattern is the region's largest hub, which contains hospital services, mid-level practitioners, and physicians. Next slide. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, health aides have worked tirelessly and at great personal risk to keep their communities as safe and as healthy as possible. They set up test sites and conducted broad COVID testing. Community health aides have been key to ensuring the success of vaccine distribution across Alaska. One incredible example of this occurred in Alaska's D District. There was a point in 2020 when the YK Delta had the highest case rates for COVID-19 in the nation. After vaccines became available in December of 2020, the YK Delta led the nation in vaccine deployment, vaccinating nearly 50% of the region's eligible population. As of April 16th, 60% of the region's eligible population had been vaccinated. And by April 23rd, the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation reported that COVID-19 cases in the YK Delta were the lowest they had been since September of 2020. The number of new cases in the two weeks prior to April 23rd was 20 times lower than it was in the two-week span that was the peak of COVID-19 case counts in the region. Next slide. Recognition for these amazing healthcare service providers is long overdue. We hope that the members of this committee will join us in establishing September 10th as Alaska Community Health Aid Appreciation Day. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sikeyu. Is there anyone else? I'm sorry, are there any questions from committee members regarding this presentation? All right, I'm not seeing any, so I think now we will move towards invited testimony. We'll start with Ms. Jacqueline Bergstrom from the Tanaw Chiefs Conference. Ms. Bergstrom, are you online?
I am. Good afternoon. Are you able to hear me correctly?
We can hear you loud and clear. Please continue.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, thank you for allowing me to speak to you in regards to Senate Bill 16 to establish September 10th as the Alaska Community Health Aid Appreciation Day. And I want to say thank you to Senator Kawasaki for kind of like spearheading this bill. As said, my name is Jacqueline Bergstrom, and I serve as the Executive Director of Health Services for Tanana Chiefs Conference. We are a large tribal health and social services consortium serving the interior of Alaska with 40-plus rural communities in our region, many of which are only accessible by air or riverways. In our smaller off-the-road communities, the community health aides function as oftentimes sole providers in their community, caring for their immediate family members and friends. Yes, they have support from providers and others in the urban or larger hubs through phone and telehealth, but the health aides are the ones who are on the ground and are the ones responding to medical emergencies. Those who are sole providers in their community are on call 24/7 and are the first to respond when medical emergencies happen. We have examples of community health aides performing life-saving interventions with limited resources. Community health aides are truly the backbone of the tribal health system. And as Dr. Zing, the state chief medical officer, has mentioned, and I have her permission to quote her, tribal health is public health. And along those lines, community health aides are the public health providers in their communities, our communities, your communities. And this became more than evident in the pandemic response, as you heard the previous speaker allude to. The Community Health Aid Program was developed in Alaska, born out of the tuberculosis pandemic in the 50s, and has significantly evolved over the last 60-plus years to keep pace with how healthcare is evolving. And now Indian Health Services is actually in the process of expanding the Community Health Aid Program through the lower 48. As I was thinking about this bill, I realized that many other medical and clinical disciplines have an annual day or week to feature their profession, be it National Nurses Day, Doctors Day, or National Pharmacy Week, and there's many others. I really feel that the state legislator has a very unique opportunity to show appreciation for a remarkable group of providers who are still unique to Alaska, unique to the nation, and are often undervalued. And I think the legislator has the opportunity to show that appreciation by establishing this annual day of recognition and appreciation. And there is no fiscal note to it, just on the side. So really, thank you for allowing me to speak in support of this bill. Thank you. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Ms. Bergstrom. I don't see any questions. Thank you very much for your testimony.
You're welcome.
We'll now move on to Ms. Crystal Stordahl, from Tanaw Chiefs Conference. Ms. Stordahl, are you there online?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you very much. Please continue.
Fantastic. Jacqueline Bergstrom is my boss, so that's a little bit of a hard line to follow there. So thank you very much, Jacqueline. And thank you for allowing an opportunity to speak on this. I am able to speak to you on behalf of the Alaska Community Health Aid Program directors. So you actually have representation from across the state participating in this event right now in support of this bill. There's many, many, many years of people working with health aides and growing health aides, and I'm sure you have that map of that kind of shows where health aides are at. It's 2023, and it's still the answer to access to care in rural Alaska. It has not diminished in its need. The medical health aid was the first one established back on this date or in the first conversation in 1973, but the model of finding somebody local and growing them to care for their community has worked so well that there are now disciplines in behavioral health and dental health. It is still the solution for getting care to underserved and rural areas, and it's very exciting to be able to work with Indian Health Services and talk about how this could actually leave Alaska and help other parts of Indian country. But for Alaska, who's been doing this for a very long time, it's a very welcome notion that we would have recognition for this group of providers. They are essential to getting care where we just can't seem to get care. The country does not produce enough providers to supply health care in this nation. And we certainly produce even less providers who would like to serve in underserved areas. So the need for the community health aid, the dental health aid, and the behavioral health aid is still critical in our delivery service across the state of Alaska. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to take those too.
I don't see any. I'll just say personally to both the last presenters, thank you very much for the work that TANNA Chiefs Conference does. I spent my very young years in Eagle on the Yukon River, and I actually think that the head of TCC now, Brian Ridley, is originally from there, and they just do really incredible work in that whole region. And of course, community health aides are a huge part of that. So thank you both for your testimony. We'll now go on to Mr. Mark Kilman-Burnham from Global Medical Response. Mr. Kilman-Burnham, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. So, Chair Dunbar, Vice Chair Olson, and members of the committee, thank you for allowing me to testify today. For the record, my name is Mark Kilman-Burnham. I am the National Governmental Affairs Director for Global Medical Response. I represent the nation's largest EMS provider. In Alaska, we provide air ambulance services under our brand name, Guardian Flight Alaska. I'm testifying today in support of Senate Bill 16, and just want to thank our bill sponsors, Senator Kawasaki, Senator Gray Jackson, and let's not forget Chair Dunbar. Thank you very much. On February 4th, I received a phone call from one of our Guardian Flight development specialists, Jessica Hyatt, and she was very excited and passionate and was asking me questions, and she asked, hey, how do you get a day started or a week started for someone? Because she wanted to recognize the Alaska Community Health Aid. So I talked to her about how bills work and that she'd need to find a sponsor. And then less than 2 weeks later, she called me to say that Senator Kawasaki was willing to help, which was very exciting. When I asked her why it was important for her to want to do this and get some history behind it, she spoke to me and I wrote down her response because I wanted to just follow up with some history. She said, you know, our teams fly in by helicopter or fixed-wing ambulance, and everyone thinks we're the heroes when we fly in and land there to take a patient out. But really, we'd be at a loss without the Alaska Community Health Aid. There are over 500 of them, she told me, and that they were really the frontline healthcare providers throughout all the rural Alaska villages. And she said, they're the true rural Alaska heroes. After hearing that, I did some research, and the people there today have presented the same things that I found. But what I want to say is that I found it amazing that these people are selected by their own communities, and what an honor that must be to be selected to be part of such a noble task to go out and take care of your own community. But for us as EMS professionals, they're our local eyes and ears. They're the people on the ground helping us, making sure that we know what we need when we arrive. And we are just so excited to be part of this process. And I want to just encourage you to support Senate Bill 16 and North to the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Kilman-Burnham. I don't see any questions from the committee. Thank you very much for your testimony. All right, we will now move on to Ms. Alberta Unak. Ms. Unak, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you. Please continue.
Thank you, Chair Dunbar and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Alberta Unak, and I serve as president and CEO of the Alaska Native Health Board. The Alaska Native Health Board is a statewide voice for the Alaska Tribal Health System and has been active for over 55 years. I am testifying in support of Senate Bill 16 to proclaim September 10th as Alaska Community Health Aid Appreciation Day. Community health aides and practitioners are the backbone of tribal health care. As the foundation of the Alaska Tribal Health System, community health aides are strongly connected, respected, and essential members of their communities. In the face of the COVID-19 pandemic, community health aides have continued to tirelessly provide life-saving services. Community health aid program is created an international model of success that is tribally driven. The program's success has expanded to community-level therapists, including behavioral health aides, and dental health aid therapists. Nationally, it is authorized in federal statute. The Indian Health Service has adopted the model to help deliver health care in the lower 48, where providers are hard to recruit and train. Our community health aides are an example of dedicated health providers serving on the front line. We urge the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to support this bill recognizing our community health aides. This concludes my testimony today. Thank you for the opportunity to testify in support of Senate Bill 16.
Thank you very much, Ms. Yunak. I don't see any questions. Thank you so much for your testimony and for your work with the Alaska Native Health Board. Okay, with that, that's all of our invited testimony. All right. Okay, seeing no more questions, we will now move on to public testimony. So I'll open public testimony. Don't see anyone online. Is there anyone here today who would like to testify to this bill? All right, I am not seeing anyone, so I will close public testimony. Let's see here. Okay. I think we will, let's see. It's not on my script here. Do we need to hold this over until the next committee? So we're going to set this aside, is that the right term, and hold this over for another hearing next week, hopefully, or in the near future. We'll announce that soon. And that's it. So the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee will next meet, there it is, Thursday, March 9th, 2023 at 1:30, and we'll be in touch about the details. So the time is 1:52, and this hearing is adjourned.